this was my identity.
Nobody talks about how freaking hard it is to be a dentist. What most people talk about is how this affects the patient. What nobody talks about is how this affects us. Dentistry is ready for this. Now is really the time.
Welcome to Wellness and Dentistry. I'm one of your co-hosts, Dr. Martin Mendelson, a disabled dentist, coach, speaker, thought leader, and soon-to-be author. And I'm joined by my dear friend and co-host, Dr. Kyle Stanley, who's a dentist, tech entrepreneur, speaker, and researcher. And together, we've helped thousands of dental professionals pursue wellness and dentistry. So if you're unfamiliar with us, we invite you to check out our respective links on wellnessindentistry.com, where you can check out our respective websites, course offerings, etc. And if you'd like to join us this coming August 1st and 2nd, we'll be conducting our next in-person experience called Lightside Live. So if you're enjoying this podcast and want to hang out with us for two fun days, then we invite you to check out the websites for more information for August 1st and 2nd. Now, today we're going to be talking about how gratitude can be used as a tool in the dental office. So hello, Kyle. How you doing?
Hello. Yeah, gratitude is something that I never thought about in the dental office, for sure.
Yeah.
Until I went through my burnout, until I started going on my mental health journey. And I'd heard the word gratitude, but I didn't know the science behind it. I didn't know how it was being used in other sectors. And I didn't know how it could impact dentists, that's for sure.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, there's so much to it. And we picked the title of this podcast on purpose because there's a couple different areas we're going to dive into today. We're going to dive into how to handle patients by using gratitude as a tool. We're going to talk about how to engage with the team, again, by using gratitude as a tool. And it's the same yet different, part of which is to keep us sane as we do this difficult thing called dentistry. So I'm excited.
Well, let's talk about some data.
Yeah.
So there was a Singapore Housing Association. I know this sounds random.
Yeah.
There's a Singapore Housing Association that was having a difficult time collecting rent on time.
Yep.
So people were paying rent, but it was 2 days late, six days late, 10 days late.
Yep.
Now, that impacts any type of business, you know, accounts receivable, cash flow, all this stuff. And so they brought someone in to try to change this, you know, and there's all kinds of ideas that we talk about in accounts receivable in dentistry. How do we get people to pay on time? How do we have them pay before, et cetera? Rent, I think, is a little bit different. And what they started doing was kind of crazy. They started sending people thank you notes every time they paid on time.
Wow.
And what happened was it significantly reduced their late payments.
Yeah.
And it sounds so like simple and almost silly, right?
Yeah.
That
yeah.
sending a thank you note, calling someone and saying thank you for your on-time payment would encourage this. But we know there's so much research on this with gratitude and timely payments. You see it all the time in like dog training. I've talked about this before. You see this with children, right?
Yep.
With parenting.
Yep.
I think so many of us tend to lead as a leader, whether that's in your practice, in your family, in your community, by negative comments, you know, only having conversations when things are negative, when something needs to be changed.
Yeah.
And if you talk to a great dog trainer, if you talk to a therapist that works with children, they'll talk so much about how you encourage the positive things.
Well, it's funny. There's even some research on that, some of which has been somewhat disputed, but not in whole. Something called the Lozada line, where it indicates that there's a certain number of positive reinforcement comments that need to be made to another human being so that when a negative one is made, it's not as impactful and they don't focus on it. So
that's interesting.
The original research was 3-1. And there's been some refute there, but the concept as a whole has not been refuted, just the exact numbers. But the point is that, as you said, if all you're doing is pointing out when, people are doing something wrong, like how do you think they're going to look at you? And further, there's other elements to the specificity of your thank you. Like, there's nothing wrong with saying thank you. In fact, far from it, it's great. While at the same token, particularly from a leadership perspective, if you look into this relative to Lozada Line and some other methodologies, being specific in your thank you, your gratitude is really important. And if you even look, because you talked about children, if you even look at like Carol Dweck's work with fixed versus growth mindset, it's very important with children, because there's a whole chapter on children, to be recognizing the journey, not the destination, i.e., how long they studied, not the fact that they got the great grade. So it's the journey, not the destination. So, we're not simply talking about platitudes here, and we're not simply talking about this amorphous thank you for everything. No, it's, thank you for setting up the room so comprehensively. I didn't expect to need this instrument, but in the end I did. So thank you so much for thinking ahead. Well, how do you think your assistant's going to feel the next time they're setting up going, oh, he was so nice when I had that. I know he needed it. And so that's the kind of thing we're talking about today.
Well, I've had this experience traveling. In maybe 2 years ago, I had really two suits that I wore for lecturing. I had this kind of blue suit and I had this maroon suit. And the maroon suit is a little flashy, right? It's
I like the maroon suit.
thank
You're
you. Thank
much
you.
taller than I am. You can get away with it though. I can't.
And so many times, if I'm coming directly from a lecture to the airport, I'm wearing the suit in the hotel, or sorry, in the airport. And so I'm wearing a suit on a plane, which I don't usually travel with the day before, but coming back, I will.
Same.
And there was this time when I was walking through, and who knows what airport it was, maybe Dallas or something, and I'm kind of walking to the next one. And there's this lady, I don't know, she's maybe in her 50s or something, walking the opposite way, and she just goes, "Love your suit." And walks by, right? I didn't know this lady. I didn't have rapport with this lady, but gosh, I felt great about myself. For the next like 30 minutes, I like kind of walked a little taller. I felt good, like, oh yeah. And I didn't even know that person. But imagine if it's someone I respect, someone I work with, someone that I have a maintained relationship with. Just those little things can really make you feel great. And there's research on this. So there was a study done, I think it was at UPenn. Yeah, it was. It was at the Wharton School at UPenn. And it showed that managers that say thank you to employees may find that those employees feel more motivated to work harder.
Oh yeah.
So what they did was this. The people that call you from your alma mater and say, "We're collecting money, we're raising money for this, we're looking for donations." And I'm usually like, "I already paid you $400,000 for dental school, right? I'm still paying that off." Well, they had two groups. So in one group, they got everybody in and said, "Okay, let's call the alumni." The next group, they had the leader of that department, and she came in and said things like, "We are so thankful that you guys are here. These calls, although they may seem, repetitive and challenging, these calls really help us raise money for the school. This improves our facilities. It allows us to pay our professors fair wages. It allows us to recruit some of the best candidates into our school. And we just can't thank you enough for what you do." Now, what happened was in that group too, those people made 50% more fundraising calls. Now, understand that that leader didn't come in and say, "You're going to make more money. You're going to get promoted. You're going to get candy. You're going to get a massage. You're going to get." There was no incentive. The only thing was appreciating them and letting them know that they have gratitude for what they're doing. And that
Well,
led to them working harder. And
totally.
so I want to make sure that those that are listening, I'm not saying be fake about it so that your team works harder. But know that when people are appreciated, they tend to work harder. They tend to be more efficient. They have your back when you have their back.
Absolutely. And let's talk about the elephant in the room for a minute. Please, for the love of God, don't use the small percentage of people that are unappreciative as evidence that you shouldn't do this stuff.
Good point.
Because how many times have you heard, oh, well, I did this and this and this for the team and they didn't appreciate it, or this person didn't appreciate it, et cetera. If we walked around using that as a litmus test, like nobody would do anything, right? And so I like to always call that out because I think we need to acknowledge the fact that there are some people that will take advantage of us. And it's okay to acknowledge that, and it's okay to work through that. What's not okay, at least for me, is to run my life in that way. There's even other interesting studies, and I came upon this when I was learning marketing of all things. And it's interesting because the way it was presented, it wasn't a dental thing. It was presented a little bit manipulatively.
The hard work.
But yeah, it is. But it made me think though, and it had to do with the fact that when you engage with another professional, particularly if it's somebody you know, if you can make the conversation a win-win, which I like to do anyway, and you actually offer to give them something and you give them, even if it's connecting them to a colleague or something like
Yep.
that, they're much more likely to do what it is you would like them to do because there's this under current of appreciation and obligation that they feel toward you. And so they were presenting it in a manipulative fashion, yet I took it very, for almost like academically. And I was like, huh, that's kind of interesting because I'm the kind of person, I mean, you know me well. I don't like just taking. Like I want to give more than I take. And it's served me in life, right? But how curious is it that it's a human nature thing as well, that if you
And
give, you're gonna
this was
get.
a dental company?
No, this was not a dental company.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so sad when you see that stuff. And you and
Yeah.
I see this in dentistry all the time because we're out speaking. And last week you were, what city were you in?
Well, I was in oh my gosh, where was I? I was in Chicago and then I was in
You did American
Dallas.
Academy of Endodontists,
Oh
right?
yeah, I was in Boston.
Boston,
Yeah.
yep. I was in where was I last week? I was in Tulsa,
Yeah.
Oklahoma,
Yeah.
doing the Oklahoma Dental Association. And so we see how things are done in the dental world from the corporate side,
Oh yeah.
and we also see it all the way down to the private practice side. And there's a lot that you can learn from the corporate side.
Oh,
I think
absolutely.
there's a negative, and I think it was last week we talked about this, right? Because last week we talked about embracing outside wisdom in dentistry.
Yeah.
So this is one of these things that is not a dental specific topic, but very much can be related to dentistry with your patients, with your team.
Yeah.
Up until this point in this episode, we've talked about it with your team.
Yeah.
And let's stay on that real quick because I know that you have some thoughts about talking about it
Yeah.
with patients.
Yeah.
But one thing that has been shown with, and again, not only in dentistry, but all other areas, is that when people feel that they're acknowledged, they tend to, well, let's talk about this. If you're acknowledging your team a lot, you're saying, Judy, great job on handling that difficult patient. I know that she didn't want to pay today and you really got the payment. That was great. Or that new patient, I know they really felt comfortable with you. Or, hey, Joe, really nice job assisting that. Or, maybe Joe's a hygienist. Joe, great job with that patient. I know the calculus was hard on that and way to go. I think there's a worry from leaders that, well, if I'm appreciating these people all the time and they feel like they're doing so good, won't they ask for more money?
Yeah. Will some? Sure. But do you want to run your life that way?
Yeah, well, what's funny is the research says no.
Yeah.
Okay, so the
Well,
research shows that you
but
can,
it's not 100% though, right?
no, for
So,
sure, for sure,
yeah.
for sure. Yeah, no, for sure. But what research shows is that people really need two things in their life. So they want status and they want importance. Now, don't get me wrong, money can create both of those, but also acknowledgement can create both of those. So talking to your team about the commitment that they showed or the compassion that they had with that patient or saying thank you or the care that they exhibited with this patient or with this team member, that can actually bring them the status or the importance. And so I'm not saying don't pay your team more. No, pay your team fair wages and you can incentivize them with finances as well, but just don't be worried about having this acknowledgement with them because, oh my gosh, if they think they're so great, they're going to ask for all this money. No, I mean, research has shown that it's not really the case. Now, the other thing that so many dentists have said to me and you when we talk about this topic is, but isn't that their job? Isn't that just their job? And I'll tell you, for those of us that are, let's say, over 40 at least, I think when we were growing up, that was the idea, was it's just our job. We don't need to be thanked for it. This is what we were hired for. But I'll tell you, younger generations don't think like that. Many times it's, the older generations, it's like, do your work, put up with it. That's just part of what you do, but that doesn't really cut it anymore. People want to have a place where they can work that has a great culture. They want to be appreciated. They want to be part of a team. I mean, I know working in the tech world, I had never heard this term culture before. Like, what is your, not practice, but what is your company's culture, right? And it's funny how now you have very in-demand, let's say, software engineers that are making good money. That's one of the first questions they ask is, tell me about your company culture. And so we have to think now that our associates, our hygienists, our front office team members, our hygienists, if you're, above 40, let's say, they're going to be in a different generation than you when them just doing their work isn't enough. They want to be appreciated. They want to have good practice culture.
So I have a couple thoughts. One is, if you want to dive more into this whole appreciation aspect of what we're talking about, pick up the five languages of appreciation in the workplace. Because not everybody wants to be appreciated in the same way. There are
That's such a
people,
great example. You're exactly
there
right.
are pe yeah, there are people that would love to be thanked in the operatory without anybody else around. And then there are other people, oh, so there are people that would like to be thanked in the operatory with nobody around who would just shrivel into nothing if they could to be called out, even amongst three other coworkers. And then there are people that want to be called out in front of 3 or 30 other coworkers. And so, I'm not telling people to walk around with eggshells, but I am asking you to consider that we're all different human beings. And so, if you're looking to dive deeper, pick up that book. The other thing I want to say is, relative to it's just their job. And I've never thought about this before. So what I'm hearing you say, or what I hear those people say, is that they don't want to walk around thanking everybody for everything because it's just their job. Okay. So then put yourself in the place of the opposite. So if you believe that's their job, then never say thank you for anything and see how long you would want to work there, or see how long your team's going to stick with you. So, nothing is good in extremes. I don't care what it is, even water will kill you. And so I think we need to take this stuff with a grain of salt and understand this is the way people work. If you look at the labor data, people do not leave for money. They leave for appreciation and acknowledgement over and over and over again. So
And
I
we
wanted
have
to,
an epidemic in that right now, right? I mean, every dentist we talk to, whenever Martin and I go around and speak, oh, no one wants to work. I can't hire a hygienist. It's so hard to get assistance, front office. Have you ever thought that focus on maintaining what you have by appreciating your team members, and then you won't have this revolving door? One thing you said that I think relates back to dentists, it's so good, is okay. Imagine never being thanked for what you do. Okay. And I feel like this is a big thing that people talk about in the mental health world with dentistry is no one appreciates me for what we do,
Yeah.
right? We work so hard. We do that DO on a second molar, and it's so challenging to get to. And we
Yep.
finish and we go, okay, Mrs. Jones, how's the bite feel? Oh, it feels good. Okay, bye. And you know that when you have that patient that sits up, maybe they offer to give you a hug and they'd say,
Yeah.
gosh, thank you so much for taking the time to do that. Like, wow, you were really hunching over me for a long time. I'm so appreciative. That one has been bothering me forever. Like, thank you so much, Dr. Stanley. You feel incredible.
Yeah.
So think if you never got thanked for what you do.
Right. It's wild, right?
It's crazy.
It's totally crazy. So I'd love to talk about like brass tacks and talk about tips, tools, and tricks relative to this. So let's take the team stuff, I guess, first, and then we'll talk about like how to navigate your thoughts with patients. So when it comes to the team stuff, let's realize that what we focus on, we will see. So if you've ever heard me lecture, you've heard me talk about the Bader-Meinhof phenomenon or frequency bias, often called new car frequency bias or new car phenomenon. So if you've never heard of this before, basically this: think about the last time you bought a new car. Guarantee you're driving down the road and all you see is all the same or similar make and models that magically appeared out of nowhere that weren't there the day before. They were there the day before, you're just focused on it. Positivity and negativity work the same way. So what I hope you're doing is at particularly if you're having a morning huddle, that you're calling out things that went well the day before or things you're looking forward to that day. And where a lot of dental teams get stuck is they try to make this too complicated. From a brain perspective, it literally doesn't need to be anything more complicated than, oh my gosh, my coffee was really good this morning. Or, oh my gosh, I don't know what changed, but my scrub smelled so good. I don't know, did we change detergent? Like it just needs to be something positive to engage your brain to look for other things that are positive. So if you end up starting your day in a morning huddle, where the purpose of which is to find exceptions, ward off challenges, find exceptions, which is important. But if that's all we're doing, I'm gonna propose to you that you're gonna be looking for problems the rest of the day. So what do you think about that as a starting point there?
I mean, it's bringing me back to awareness. It's bringing me back to realize. Having the self-awareness about this. I mean, even just knowing that we're going to focus on positivity at the beginning,
Yeah.
like, because what I was thinking about when you were talking about it is how is the team going to be like, oh gosh, we all have to say something, whatever.
Yeah.
But even them saying, like, well, I'm just going to think of something to say, they're
Yeah,
still going to think positive.
totally.
They're still going to be thinking, even if it's forced.
Yeah.
They're still going to be thinking of positive things, which will turn their brain into this positive engine.
Yeah, totally. Totally, totally, totally. So I think that's the first thing. It's like what you focus on, you will see. And so and we alluded to something very specific earlier, which is thanking team members for specific things. And if you really kind of want to go deeper in this, which I do recommend if you're serious about leadership, you know, a great place to start is the five languages of appreciation in the workplace. And also, frankly, Carol Dweck's book, Mindset, because it talks about feedback and it talks about the research behind these students that instead of a grade got pass fail. It's some fascinating stuff for you to really look at because we're all human beings that happen to work in dental practices. We're not some unique animal. We are human beings. So,
So we've talked about team a
yeah.
lot in this first part.
Yeah.
How can we understand how gratitude impacts with our patients?
Yeah. So it's similar. I'll start similarly to what you look for, you will find, if you will. And so, you know, our brains are typically wired to focus more on the negative stuff than the positive stuff, although we can change that. It's called neuroplasticity. And so it is very true that one, two, maybe three patients in any given day really give you a run for your money and really kind of tick you off.
We've got a visitor here. Nikki. Nikki. She said she had a surprise for me.
Oh boy.
What's my surprise, Fimka? Goodness. Look at
Oh, look at
this
that.
fish.
It's a fish.
Is that
A
fish?
paper fish, not a real fish.
Wow. Yeah, for people that are listening, my 2-year-old didn't bring me a real fish. Oh my god, though. Okay, ciao.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. And so I lost my train of thought. What was I saying?
We were talking about with hum
Oh, yeah.
with
So
patients.
there's no question that certain people can really push our buttons. There's no question. And I'm
Yes.
also not here saying that you shouldn't acknowledge the fact that it ticked you off. What I'm proposing is different ways to get out of that ticked off place or space more efficiently. And so for
And
most,
we're gonna do that with gratitude.
yeah. And
Okay.
because for most of us, you know, let's say we see, when I say see, I mean interact with. So that's in your chair, hygiene, or even up at the front desk, right?
Yeah.
You end up interacting with, I think it's fair to say, 20 patients on average. For you know, smaller practices would make sense. So if you find yourself saying everybody was difficult today, well, then follow up with how true is that? One of my favorite coaching questions of all time. Because what you'll soon discover is that it was 2, 3, or 4 of the 20. And if we can flip to looking at the, let's call it 16, and thinking about things that went well with the 16, I guarantee you, you will start to notice a shift in your thinking. Now, what I've guided some of my clients to literally do at the end of the day, who are looking to focus on this kind of thing, we all remember the patients almost to a scary perspective when we look back at our schedule.
Yeah.
So what some of my clients have done is at the end of the day, before they go home, they'll just bring up their schedule and they'll scan it. And they'll be like, oh yeah, Mrs. Jones said, thank you. Oh yeah, Mr. You know, Jones looked really great. He lost 30 pounds and he's so appreciative. And, you know, Mrs. Duckworth said this and blah, 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 blah. So it's a way of reminding yourself that the whole day wasn't crappy. It's just certain people made the day feel like it was crappy.
You know, it's reminding me, just a few days ago, we did an Instagram live and we talked about crucial conversations.
Yeah.
And it's reminding me about how in crucial conversations, we get down to the facts.
Yeah.
And it's so interesting how our brain will go away from the facts.
Yeah.
Focus on the emotion of those four, let's say out of 20, instead of looking at the facts and having gratitude for those 16.
Right. And what I would say to you too is that if you walk into a room and, you know, the patient is, you know, spitting vinegar, so to speak, and you find yourself going down that rabbit hole really quickly, there's a couple of things you could do. I mean, one of which is to think about a patient or two prior to them that went really well. If it's, let's say, in the middle of the day, if it's the first patient of the day, you can think of somebody from the day before.
Yeah.
You can realize that this individual, despite their behavior, has taken time out of their schedule to seek help from you, and that people do the best they can with the skills they have at the time.
When you taught me that, first of all, before you continue, so
yeah,
when you first said that to me,
mm-hmm.
it opened up my mind.
Oh, yeah.
It opened up my mind to give me grace that, you know, when I was saying bad things or going through burnout, I just didn't have the skills at the time. That was the best that I could be at the time. And it also allowed me to give other people grace too.
Yeah.
So sorry to interrupt you, but that's just
oh no,
such
I mean,
a powerful sentence that I think people need to hear that and understand that.
It changed my life too. I mean, it's not mine. I mean, the person who shared that with me for the first time is my dear friend and first coach, Justin Patton. And when he said that to me about something in my past, it literally stopped me in my tracks. I literally couldn't speak because it was a pretty heavy thing we were talking about. And it can really make the world of difference in the way you interact with another human being, because it flips from judgment to curiosity.
Right.
And so I lump all of these tools relative to gratitude because it helps get you in the gratitude space. And it's even something as so far as, wow, they really seem to be upset today. I know our last interaction was positive. I wonder what's really causing this today. I'm so glad I just saw Mr. Jones 20 minutes ago. What a nice guy he is. Okay, let me breathe and then figure out what's going on with this person. So, gratitude, acknowledgement, awareness can all be used as tools to help navigate through those difficult situations as well.
Yeah, and I think also what we talked about earlier with team members, let's say working harder, being more efficient when they're appreciated, I think you can apply that to patients too. Because we all have somewhere that we frequent, whether, it's your mechanic, it's your hairstylist, it's whatever, the local baker or something, and they know your name, they thank you for coming, they have great conversation. You refer more people to those businesses.
Oh, 100%.
I mean, if you have a patient that comes in that loves being there, and you guys know these patients, they're amazing, right? They love that they come and say, "Oh, I just love getting my teeth cleaned by Diane. She's just the best, Or, "Oh, Dr. Stanley, like you've never hurt me at all, and I've had such a great experience here." Those are the people that refer others, right? So if you give them even more experience, like my favorite patient, her name's Gabrielle. She's awesome. She's a little older than me. She's maybe in her mid-40s, late-40s. Super cool, so easygoing, always pays on time. And I always tell her, like, "Gabrielle, you're my favorite patient. I love when you're here. We have so much fun with you. You're so easygoing. Thanks for being here. It really lightens up our day every time you're here." And she has referred so many people. And I don't tell her that so that she refers people. I tell her that because that's how I feel about it, and it's real. And I want her to know, because she may not know that other patients are not like that. She doesn't live in a dental office like we do. And I remember when I first told her that, when I first said, like, "You're my favorite patient, you're so easygoing," she's like, "Oh, are other people really difficult with this stuff?" And I was like, "Yeah, like people complain about everything, You don't complain about the time we bring you in. You don't complain about the fee. You don't complain about how long it takes. You don't complain about getting a palatal injection for this implant, And she's just totally cool. And now I think she knows and feels good about coming in because she's going to be more appreciated.
And I think we've kind of talked around this, but let's say it really bluntly, which is this. You are in charge of your own reactions to other people's action. And it, barring physical harm, well, physical or verbal abuse, let's put it that way, which does happen in the practice, but we're not necessarily talking about that extreme. We're talking about, pretty much day-to-day stuff. Whatever someone says, it's your responsibility how you embrace that, how you internalize that, how you use that. I mean, if somebody's being physically or verbally abusive, well, they need to go. That's another discussion entirely. We're just talking about people who don't exactly have the skills to express things in a constructive manner that can get under our skin because what we do is mentally and physically challenging. And during the course of a day, that can wear on us. And so we are human. We will deviate toward that negativity. What we're talking about today is tools to help reel you back in those situations.
Yeah, no, that's a great way of thinking about it. It's kind of like how we talk about we need to show up as our best self at the beginning, because at the beginning of the day, because we already know dentistry is hard, right? Dentistry is hard. Being a leader is hard. Managing people is hard. Working and measuring in microns is challenging. Working in one of the dirtiest, most mobile parts of the body, let's say, is or dynamic parts of the body is very challenging. So we have to show up in our best way possible. And I think what you're saying is really nice too, is knowing that days are going to be hard in dentistry. They're hard. So we have to have the tools, the know-how, the awareness to know that when we get off of the path, to bring ourselves back.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. And so, happiness is a comparative emotion. We can't understand happiness without understanding sadness and sorrow. And it's not about ignoring those emotions. It's actually about working through them. And so, I talk about this in my book in depth. But the point, what I'm actually proposing, whether the audience may have realized it or not, is actually embracing and working through those emotions. So it's basically something that could sound like this. Well, you know what? This really sucks. I don't like how this person just responded. I'm not necessarily going to go down that path myself. I'm going to recenter myself by remembering Mr. Jones was so fantastic. Let me handle this in the best way that I can. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not sitting there going, la la la, good vibes only. No. That's not useful. What we're talking about is working through them so we can get to the other side.
Yeah, I think this has been awesome.
Yeah.
I think gratitude is something that is missing in many of our lives, but especially is missing in the dental world.
Yeah.
And even if listening to this was your first time hearing this in relation to patients, team members,
Yeah.
running a business, let this start to be something you start exploring.
Totally.
Because the more you hear things, the better awareness you have, the easier it's going to be for you to recognize in real time when something is happening. So for those of you that are listening to this, I would encourage you, tomorrow, because this comes out on a Wednesday usually. So let's say Thursday, if you're working, give one of your team members a specific thank you.
Yeah.
So it can be as easy as thank you so much for setting up that chair. Everything was organized. We had everything. And thank goodness, because that was a difficult one. And I appreciate you working through this on me.
Yeah.
So simple, but can really change your team members' life for the day. Like they may never have someone give them gratitude. They may
Yeah.
never feel like what they do at home or other places. You may be the only person in their life that they respect that gives them these type of compliments.
And I think the other thing I would say too is something that kind of just occurred to me. If we can embrace the idea that gratitude is a tool, not just a feeling, it becomes a proactive thing versus a reactive thing.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah.
Well, if you like this, if you want to go deeper on these topics with Martin and I, make sure to come to our Lightside Live course. It's a 2-day transformational course. You get 12 CE credits. We're doing it in Irvine, California, again on August 1st and 2nd. And to sign up or even just to learn more, go to wellnessanddentistry.com, click on links, and you'll see the first link in there is our Lightside Live course. We'd love to meet you in person. We love meeting our listeners and our colleagues. So make sure to go there. And if you like this and thought that maybe one of your colleagues would enjoy hearing this, send it to them. I know that if Martin sends me something or if other friends send me things, it goes to the top of my listen list. And that really helps us. We try to give you guys as much free content as we can. We both have paid programs and paid CE courses, but this podcast is really our way of giving you a ton of free content. So all that we ask from you is to share it with others and help us grow the show. So we'll see you on the next episode of Wellness and Dentistry.
Bye-bye.